Wahoo! And welcome everyone to the Lighten Up free community call geared towards women. This is really an introduction to the Beautiful from the Inside Out Lighten Up program. And we've got an excellent clearing for you today. So I'm thrilled that so many of you are able to join us. And I see many, many people already signing on. I have about 600 people registered for this call. So fantastic. And it seems to be a goal of a lot of people. What I do know is that by the 15th of January, if you haven't started making headway on your resolutions, you've given up on them. And here we are well into January, and let's get you off to a good start, and let's get you rocking and rolling in the direction that you want. I know for me, I want to youth myself. I definitely want to feel lighter than I have felt, and I think bringing in a baby and the stress of the adoption, I can look and say, wow, I just didn't get all those workouts in. It wasn't, my nutrition wasn't as good as it could be. But I love the first of the year because it's where we can use the cycle of the new year to reestablish and get us back on track. And of course, Adelia won't be losing weight. She'll be actually continuing to gain weight, and she weighed in yesterday at the doctor's at 13 pounds and 24 and a quarter inches. And Adelia is part of our call, so you're going to see her when you come onto any call. She'll be participating. Babies bring purity and good energy. They bring angels. Lots of good things. So Adelia is right here. She just actually literally woke up when I was getting the live stream going. So she's a sleepy girl just waking up. Say hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Hi, I'm a girl too. I'm in the girls program. I love the girls program. So happy to see all of you here. She's going to... want me to take you out? It looks like she wants to watch us, so she likes to keep an eye on what's going on. I'll take her out of the front pack. If you'd like to, you could start doing the quantum pump or the double pump right away. I'm going to show you the clearing relatively quickly. If you haven't done clearings with us before, don't worry about it. We'll give you the training that you need to do the pumps. So in just a few minutes. There we go. Now you can watch. Now you can see everything. There we go. Okay, so let's go on to the slides. And thank you so much, everybody who's signing in. I'm excited to see all of you. I'll be getting a chance to look at the chat box. Oops, let's get that up on the screen. One second here. Sorry, we've got many things open today. We just have to get our slides in the right place when we open them up. Okay. Oh, we lost our beautiful picture. Oh, well. What's going on? There we go. We did it. Yay. Screen share. Okay, and we'll start with the love wisdom affirmation, and then we'll go on to our little blessing, and then we'll move right into the content of the class. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvada. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parat Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Okay, you're in the Beautiful From the Inside Out Lighten Up Community Call. And there are five key elements to having an ideal body weight and appearance. And the first element is passion, bringing that no matter what attitude to the creation and really the regeneration, reorganization, rejuvenation of your body here and now, your beautiful being. The second element is inner action. Change your set point and your inner standards. Now, you probably got some standards that are set to where they're set at right now, and makes it really difficult to drop that weight. But you've likely met somebody who's an athlete, and you know that their inner standards are, you know, what they are. Their inner standards are set to slim, trim, strong, muscular, and they set point is to remain that way. Number three, a clear plan of action with visual aids. And we'll be going through that, all of these, a little more as we progress through the class. Number four, knowing and imagining a better life daily anchored to your activities. And we're going to be talking about using anchors for good. And then outer action. So during this call, you'll clear blocks to having the right permission and ability to live in the body of your dreams. And we're going to zip down to the clearing. So we're going to slide right down to the clearing here. And for those of you who already know how to do the quantum pump and the quantum platter, I'd like you to start right now doing the quantum platter. So right permission and ability to remove blocks to fully stepping into your ideal weight with passion, inner and outer action, clear vision, plan of action, momentum, removing domination, suppression, and control. And you may have additional emotional anchors. I realize that each person comes with their own kind of set, but this was one that was, these anchors were ones that were set for pretty much everybody. And yet, sometimes your emotional anchors are anchored in there from someone else. So just understand that they're in your field, but they may not have come from your mind, so to speak. So we're clearing Lucifer stops, bloodline, satanic curses, evil spirit curses, trauma, timelines, physical timeline, mental, atheist thought forms, contracts, and agreements. Anchors related to people, seeds, embedding, and portals. And spiritual interferences, you can see there's a big list. If you're new to the program and you're, you know, you have a maybe a religious background, a Christian, think about the demons and all of that stuff. We're just naming it. So, you know, we're just kind of, in a way, we're casting it out by pumping. So I know all religious traditions have some way that they define spiritual interferences. We've just gone through and said, well, here's where they're from, and this is how they anchor in. So I hope that you don't get frightened off by the fact that we've just given them a name and talked about how they anchor in so that we can remove them permanently. All righty. Okay, so we are going to go up to the demonstrations now. And this is where the ones of you who are new to the call and need to learn how to do the quantum pump. This is where you're going to learn that. Yes, so the basic quantum pump is a hand movement. It's the elbow anchored down at the waistline, just above the hips. and then the hand falling forward. You can do that, honey. You know how to do the quantum pump. Can you show them? Okay, she will at some point. And then on the side, this is what it looks like from the side. Sorry, move. Yeah. And then from the other side, this is how it looks. It's not grasping. It's not like that. It's really just more of a reflex. So it's just the hand kind of falling forward. You can do that with both hands. The double pump looks like this. Like that. And then you can do what I had suggested for those of you who know how to do it, to the platter. The platter starts with the hand facing forward and then the palm facing up. And it's and ends up going pretty fast. So that's the platter. So again, the pump is just, this is the pump. This is the double pump. You can use any three of these on the clearing today. Double pump. You can do double pump like this. You can do double pump like this alternatingly. And then the platter like this. And those are the ones we'll use today. So those are the ones we'll look at. And then we get all of our information from muscle testing. And muscle testing is using the right hand, a ring finger, pressing down with the left hand pointer finger. And so my name is Julie Renee, holds true. My name is Bozo the Clown, drops. You're going up and down, not side to side and not backwards. Well, I've seen people really struggle with muscle testing because they went off and deviated on their own direction. Just follow the directions. If you have your own way of muscle testing, perfect. If you're going to be an apprentice or student of mine, which I hope you will eventually, you know, study with me for years, then use my system because you can read really quickly the muscle testing once you've really nailed it. And if you have challenges with muscle testing, take the muscle testing 101 class. Yeah, we have that as a home study program right now. Okay, very good. All right, so we're, oh, there you go. There you pump it. Pump, pump, pump. Pump, pump, pump. Can you do it, honey? Yeah? Can you pump? Yeah, that's my big girl. You can pump. She's sleepy. All right, my dear. So to give you just a little bit of detail on, there we go. That's what's happening. A little bit of delay yet in directions. The reason that this is not energy work. This is quantum work. We're working with rearranging the particles. We're all part of a field of particles vibrating, the field of oneness. It's what religion talks about. It's about what science talks about. Quantum is that field where everything exists and everything is particles. And we're rearranging those particles to vibrate in a better circumstance for you. So it's both scientific and spiritual. Very good. Okay. So we've covered muscle testing. So we're going to talk, first of all, when you're bringing, what you're bringing to your program and your intentions. And one of the things I noticed, passion is very important, but not just passion for passion's sake. If you're saying, I'm going to lose 15 pounds, that's probably not going to happen in that, I mean, you can use your will, but will is going to run out. And so what you want to be doing is you want to be looking for what gets you excited about weighing less. So what is it that you really want that you can have in a lighter body? Is it back into those? For me, I have beautiful, many, many beautiful clothes that are size 4 that I'd love to get back into. And it's not that far away, you know, maybe 8 or 10 pounds, but some tightening and toning for me. And, you know, that's far away if you're not tight and toned and you have those 8 pounds in the middle. So why would I want to get back into those clothes? Well, I think about the events, the activities that I did in those clothes. Yeah, I had a lot of fun in those clothes. Feeling great, feeling confident. So I want you to start really looking at where the passion is for you. Maybe I'm going to be sexier and juicier. I'm going to be feeling better to be with my sweetheart, or I'm going to bring a sweetheart in, and I want to really own my body in a better way. I want to look my very best. And then again, look your very best isn't passion. So you've got to think about, well, what is it that's the passion part of it? It's like maybe the passion part is imagining the love affair, or the canoeing, or the hiking, or the lovemaking, and how you're going to feel in your body at the ideal weight. So I want you to be thinking about, okay, weevil worms. Here we go. We've got this. Yes, we do. She skipped her milk before she fell asleep, so she's getting after her nap. So think about what it is for you that brings the passion and excitement into the process. Because willpower can last for 7 days or 10 days and then it's gone. I've seen it over and over again where people, they start something and then they lose their gumption. For those of you who are working with me ongoingly, remember that we've talked now about walk-ins and ghosts slowing down your progress. So you're going to want to double-check, for those of you who know how to do it, that you clear those out, because those can completely just put a monkey wrench in things. So you want to take those out too. Okay, so we've talked about passion. It's bringing passion. And let's go back and look at the next step. Okay, and so the next step, inner action, and that would be daily meditation, visualization, and weekly clearings. Now, that's actually what happens in our Beautiful from the Inside Out program. We have 15 core meditations that we're using. And you're given the opportunity to do one or two meditations a day. And those are targeted meditations. So they're on slimming the entire body. Or for those of you that need to put some weight on, you can use the meditations in that way also. So there's directions in every meditation if you're wanting to put weight on. Okay, and the visualization is really important, and we're going to look at that a little bit more in the coming steps. So I think another thing that we want to be looking at is a clear plan of action. And a clear plan of action is supported by the inner work, right? And so having your nutrition, having made a decision about what you're going to follow, what kind of a nutrition plan you're going to follow. And again, you're going to anchor that with passion. So everything that you do is anchored with passion. So maybe you do a little ritual before you go into the kitchen or as you walk into the kitchen that, you know, you have, whether you have something, a card or a, you know, a vision board, or a candle that you light before you go to the food. Something could be a little a touch point. You could be using a ring. Just get a special ring for yourself that you love yourself and you're promising yourself this. And before you go to eat, you know, bless the food and also touch in with yourself. Touch the ring and acknowledge that this is something that you're doing for yourself, to really bless yourself and bring yourself to your perfect ideal body. And that would be, so plan of action, nutrition. Exercise is another one where you want to, before you start, I think you can wake up and be really tired and say, oh, forget it, I'm not going to do it today. If you have an anchor, an emotional anchor, a visual anchor, perhaps a vision board, something that gets you really like, why am I doing this exercise on a day when I feel really tired? I feel like I'd just rather sleep. Have an anchor, an emotional anchor, that's anchored into the passion of this process. It's going to help you so much. Okay, and here we are. We're on the anchors. And anchors, a statement of how wonderful life will be that you use on a daily basis. You're actually going to use this anchor fairly often. I'd like you to wake up using the anchor, so maybe you put it on a note card. Maybe it's taped to your bathroom mirror. Maybe it's an affirmation that you walk around saying all day. Maybe you have it taped on the refrigerator and just every, you know, your computer, if you work at your computer. Maybe it's on your steering wheel. And so you're going to keep this anchor active. Hey, sweetie. Hey, sweetie. So this anchor, this emotional passion anchor, is really going to help you to establish those new habits. And what I've discovered and really found through my research is somewhere between 21 and 30 days, if you've got that anchor anchored, it's pretty hard to unhook that. Like if you were on a roll for 30 days of exercise and 30 days of eating well, that anchor stays really well. So I encourage you to really use this. I think it's going to be really good. And then the outer actions that support the inner actions. So you're going to need to make a time every day for meditation, at least once, if not more. You're going to keep your mindset very positive and thinking about the passion, the joy, the fun. And you really want to, you know, I know that it's important to have like a target, but then it's important to kind of let that go too and be thinking about yourself as a very healthy person and what that means to you as a very healthy, vibrant person. You know, outer action could be going through your clearing charts, doing your daily exercise, and getting the really great nutrition you need to drop the weight. I know when people go to mostly raw, healthy foods, they tend to just lose weight naturally. So, and you know, and you might check things like your liver function, your thyroid function. Those are also things that sometimes get in the way for people. So you might either do muscle testing or make an appointment to just have a blood test. I think I'm not fond of Western medicine, but one thing that they do really well is they do tests really well. And you can see if you need to improve your thyroid at the very least. Okay, well, we are now at our clearing chart, which is great. We're going to be working on this clearing chart for a while. And let's see where we're at with this. 20, 30, 40. About 40% through with it so far. We're at about 40%. And I'm thrilled that we're having this class today. I wasn't sure when I got up this morning. We're having gale force winds. You might have heard that California is having a big storm, and it's rain, and then I guess in the higher elevations, which is not far from me, I can see, and there's expected snow in the high elevations, and I don't know, they predicted 14 inches of rain today and tomorrow, so for the weekend, and the wind was going so hard, I could hear neighbors on both sides have moved in recently, and they probably put things out on their patio not realizing that we get big winds, because I was hearing things smashing because the wind was going, I think, 40 or 50 miles an hour out here. I look out my window, and I can see a lot of the wooden furniture, lawn furniture, is blown over, and pillows, lawn pillows and things like that are all over the place, but we'll let it calm down before we go retrieve things. So the internet did not go down, which is great. And we don't have these storms very often. We have a couple of them in the winter. We have some storms. This, they had said to us that this was the biggest rainstorm we've had in more than a decade, which is well needed, being California's been in a drought. Okay, so let's say good afternoon. Hi, Donna and Julie and Yvonne and Sharon, Anne, Joan, Cindy, Marianne. Pashia, Limi, Nesima, Luann, Beth, could you please explain why I can't lose weight? I know it's not food related. Thank you. And that's from Australia. Yeah. So this is some of this stuff that you're looking at right now, where we're clearing this, these are reasons that people don't lose weight. Emotional anchors, resentment, blame, sorrow, embarrassed, lonely, stressed, envy, greed, apathy, sorrow. Oh, we got sorrow in there twice. Sorrow. Well, that happens sometimes. So emotional anchors can be part of it. Like I said, I was talking to folks who train with me. What we've discovered is ghosts and walk-ins can own that part of the body that allows the body to shift. And so even though your spirit is, you know, living in the body and you're thinking for yourself, if you're sharing the body with a ghost or a walk-in or more than one walk-in, that can cause a lot of problems and prevent your weight loss. You know, Bev, I test is spiritual interferences, Zeta, Ashtar, break off command, draconian, demon, walk-in, and snake. So you do have a lot of the spiritual interferences that prevent weight loss. So that would be something I would really work on for you. And for those of you that have that issue, you know, both the Beautiful program is excellent to come into, and also Freedom from Spiritual Parasites and Pests, the 7-hour class, is really great for that too. So what you're wanting to do is just clean house and get those bugaboos out of your body, your field, and your aura. Hi, Riel from Belgium, and Anneli from Estonia, and Leanne from Austin, Texas, Laura from England, Masa from Slovenia, Jean from San Jose. Is that San Jose or San Jose? And Leanne and Suzanne. Thank you, Suzanne, for that blessing. And Mary from South Dakota, and Melissa, and Carol, and Rena, Irina, and Rita, and Joyce, and Julie, and Margaret from South Cal, Pamela, and R, Louisa, and Thea, and Mary, and she's beautiful, and Carrie from Portland, and Simone, and Adelia Rose, Nancy, Laurel, Theo from Sir, Joan, and Carol, and Laura. Hi, Julie Renee. I have already signed up for the 8-week program. Fantastic. Want to clear out DNA programming from my mom and sister. Thank you. Fantastic, Laura. And Laurel, and Paula, and Melissa, and Candy. Wow, what a beauty. She's grown so much. She really has. Yep. And Paula, thank you. And Nancy, I feel like I have a lot of weight attachments from my dad and mom. Is this keeping me in the weight gain cycle? Ooh, that's a troublesome one, Carrie. Yes, and I get that. Yes, so that's emotional anchors. And so we're talking about passion, and then you want to really be looking at how, you know, if you have 8 weeks of removing every single anchor that's ever been there around, you know, weight and emotions and protection and all the things that we think about, and then a lot of things that we don't think about. I think one of the things I can honestly say to you is that you're going to get the deepest, most profound clearings in this beautiful 8-week program that you'll ever have when you look at the list of spiritual interferences and anchors, the emotional anchors, and there'll be big lists based on what we're working on each week. So you're going to be clearing and clearing and clearing. You'll be a whole new person, youthful, vibrant, and beautiful. I've had women continue on the program. So they do their 8-week program, and over the course of the year, lose 70 pounds. So it's something that, you know, once you get going on it, you just love it. By the way, the other thing that's wired into the Beautiful program is a self-loving process. And so what I've found is that when you really are in love with yourself and your life, you go gentle, you make room for yourself. It's like you marry yourself, and you're in that falling in love honeymoon stage while you're going through the process of lightening up. It's a beautiful, beautiful process. Okay. Let's see here. So the next one was Michelle from North Carolina. Can you address the issue of needing 100-pound weight loss? Definitely. I mean, this is that process. I think the one thing, Michelle, you want to do is immediately find, you know, the passion. I think that's what we start with, and we certainly will be starting with that in our class this week, is really clearing out. How many of you feel like apathy or indifference is part of it? Like you feel embarrassed or ashamed. But apathy is one of those things that kind of falls in place for you when it comes to weight loss. So you might have a nutrition plan. You might have an exercise plan. But there's a certain level of apathy so that you might have done the exercise kind of half-heartedly, but you did it. And then you ate the meal you were supposed to eat, and then you had a brownie or something, you thought, well, one brownie isn't going to make that much big of a difference. I haven't lost that much anyway. You know, that kind of thing. So how many of you feel like apathy is one of your issues? Okay, sweetie, do you want to rock for a while? Want to go in your swing? She's gotten so active and wiggly. She's teething, and she still wants to be here for sure. But she just has got to move all the time. So let's just give her a try in her swing. And that's what is moving for her. Do you want to try that? Want to try that for a while, right? Okay. Want to try that? You want to come out? Yes, big girl. Good girl. There we go. She can keep an eye on us. Yeah, you can do the quantum pump now, can't you? Yes, you can help, big girl. She's just a wiggle worm. So we were talking about apathy. And, you know, I can say there's some level. If you're the mother of a new baby, Adalia will be... Adalia will be 3 months this week, and I can honestly say I looked at myself in the mirror, and a lot of days I just say, I like the way I look. It's good enough. So it's like there's no time for exercise and, you know, planning out a nutrition plan. I was lucky to get food in. But then there's a place where you're no longer in that urgent kind of, you know, take care of the baby, which I am now in, moving into as we... get her a little bit older and sleeping a little better, all of that. And then I look at it and I go, well, you know, what is the body that I'd be really excited about? And so you have to put passion, kick out apathy 100% and put passion in there and then anchor it in so that it really serves you. And I think one of the things that I get very excited about is staying really young and healthy, having a gorgeous body. So that my daughter has a normal experience when she goes to school. She doesn't have, like, a grandma dropping her off since I'm starting with children, you know, later. So I want to look youthful and feel youthful. I want my joints to feel great. I also noticed carrying the extra weight, the 13 pounds, and then I've got about, I don't know, let's see. Not actually that much. It's 3 pounds more than I normally weigh. I've dropped 5 pounds since I started thinking about this weight loss thing. So, but that extra 13 pounds, I feel it in my joints because my joints are pretty sensitive. So I'm going to be doing a diet that helps with healing joints also, the Gerson protocols. So you might want to be thinking about that too. Like what's exciting for you in that? I'm applying for baby number two in March. It might be a year or more before we get baby number two. But what's exciting for me is to be a youthful, healthy mother. So that makes me really happy. Okay, let's see. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, Michelle, entire family, including me, have had weight loss surgery, and we all still are obese. That's interesting. And so then we want to look at clan, bloodline. Those are things that we can definitely address in the bigger class.
Yeah. You just want attention? I know you do. You're happy.
Yeah. She has her 2 cents. This is actually happy conversation, but it might be too noisy. Yeah, she's gotten so talkative. Okay, sweetie. Okay, so let's see. On the family issue, if you have an obese family, it's DNA, bloodline, and clan are the first things to look at. And then you may also be looking at spiritual interferences and ghosts in the family.
Okay. I love it when you talk, but we have to be a little quiet when we teach the class. Do you want to sit in my lap or you want to play down here? That's a little bit too much noise for Mommy when she's teaching the class. I know, it's so fun. It's so fun to teach. So fun to talk. Are you trying to keep up with Mommy and talk too? Yeah? Okay, wiggle over. I'm not sure what we're going to do with you.
She's just having an exciting day. Okay. So those are, I was talking to the family issue, and so we were looking at the DNA settings, which are a clearing. The DNA clearing itself goes like this. But there are a variety of different ways to clean out that. So, yes, you would have different results with our program because we're really addressing the deeper level of things. So I know surgery is really a very profound step, saying, I, no matter what, want this. But if you haven't changed the inner dynamics, then you're going to end up with kind of the same thing you've always gotten. And I wonder about that with obese weight loss surgeries, like the bands and things like that, because it's usually not about overeating. It might be, but it usually isn't. And it often, because you can correct thyroid issues and liver issues. One of the things we did notice for people is some of those people that were maybe over 40 who had whatever lifestyle where they had more fried foods or oily foods or whatever, the liver flushes did a world of good. And we do the liver flush during the beautiful program. So, Michelle, I hope that you are going to come into the beautiful program. We'll definitely give attention to you and help you. Okay, Benny from Phoenix and Gayla and Leticia. Hi, from Australia, wonderful. And Sabrina from Slovenia. Hi, this is Sabrina. And can we unhook people's anchors in us? Yeah, we look at cords, contracts, and agreements. And those actually, if you remember, I'm going to show you the list again so you can see we are removing those. However, we can approach it in, like I said, in over eight weeks. We approach each week differently, so we have clearing charts for every week. So here we are in this first contracts and agreements, trauma, timeline, physical timeline, mental, bloodline. Those are all things, evil spirit curses, those are all kind of anchors from people. And then anchors related to people, the seeds, embedding, and portals. That's what showed up on this clearing. But understand, each clearing has different things show up. But yes, definitely. Oh, thank you, Franny. Thank you so much. Maria, thank you. Ramana. Hi, Ramana. Leanne, my slides are small. Okay. What happens that causes us to suddenly gain weight? Seems like hitting 35, 36, we all of a sudden get bigger. I think at age 28 you stop actually, you know, having that. You're growing. You've completed your Saturn return, and you're now an adult. So at age 28, and then I think at 35, there's hormones shifting. Some could be a culmination of that, and some level of toxins in your liver, thyroid slowing down a little. Yes, you are. Rebecca is asking if you're pumping through the presentation. Yes, you are. For those of you who remember, you can do the platter. Otherwise, you can do the quantum pump. Catherine's saying greeting to everyone. Hi from Alberta, Canada. Will there be a replay? There definitely will. And Sadia, hi to Adelia and Jimmy. Hi. My stomach is out of proportion to the rest of my body. What is that? So that I'm going to take it that it's not your physical stomach, but your tummy, the front of you. You know, a lot of times it's so interesting on this one because Jack Cancel's a friend of mine, and he has a bit of a tummy, and you know what? It's his power center for him, and I think it might be for you also, and so you just need to be looking at. Can you own your power, you know, from a muscular belly as opposed to, you know, a belly that's full? So, okay, Wiggly. Okay, Wiggly girl. So I want you to look at your relationship with, like, throwing your weight around or, I mean, it's so funny because that's what Jack had said to me. He had dropped some weight. I worked with him, and he dropped some weight. And then he realized he was thinking about it. He was feeling not quite right. And he likes to have a little bit of weight to throw around, and that's how he mentally associates with it. And he's a guy, and he's, you know, so he just allowed his tummy to come back. Okay, Miss Wiggles. All right. Will your program help if weight is related to trauma? 100% will help, Mona. Absolutely. Yes. It definitely will. Okay, and actually, if you saw on the slide, we had trauma identified. So, yes. Okay, and Karen, I'm thin, but have belly fat. Okay. So, so just know that each area is focused on in daily meditation, every area of your body. These meditations are so gorgeous. Spent more than a year preparing this. It's really... replaces cosmetic surgery, so liposuction in the belly and things like that. This actually replaces that. So if you're wanting to make bigger breasts and smaller belly and, you know, whatever, filled out but firmer hips or whatever, this program really, really does that. So it's really, really good. And, you know, I can't stress enough. When I created the program, I didn't have it as a live program. It was a home study program. It sold for $3,000. It sold to our high-end clientele. They bought it instead of cosmetic surgery. Now we have it so that it's affordable for everybody. And we do the 8 classes where you get to ask me questions as you go along. So and you ask me questions and we get the answers. So the clearings that you specifically need are going to, you're going to be getting them during the 8 weeks. So it's very juicy. Okay. Okay, little jumpy girl. Yeah. Okay. Karen, okay, that one I addressed. I addressed Karen. Thank you. And Monica, hello. And Anita, lovely rain, a little more mellow in beautiful Ohio. Oh, yeah, it's crazy here. Silicon Valley, Lillian. Terry, hi, joining a little late. Grateful, thankful. From McKay, Idaho, hi. And Nicole from Florida. And Thea from surname. And Anita, can you tell me what my blockages to losing weight are? Having a hard time with that. Thank you. Looks like, Anita, one of the things that you're going to want to work on is muscle tone. I think you're going to want to get your muscles up because I see that you're not having the kind of the, you know, muscles eat fat, and I don't see enough of that. So that would be one thing, but I'm sure there is more than one thing. Judy from Arizona, biking accident in 2016. Can this cause some weight gain? Sure, it definitely can. Have been unable to exercise other than walking. Yeah, it definitely can. Your whole system changes. I know I was doing Pilates twice a week and doing 3 to 5 miles up and straight up and down a mountain, and then baby comes, and she doesn't like the stroller, and she doesn't like the wind, and it's like, okay, well, I'm not outside, and I couldn't get my Pilates teacher got filled up, so things changed. So yeah, definitely a lifestyle change can. So you want to get some kind of physical activity, even if it's jumping on a trampoline, where you're doing something aerobic, or walking, maybe you get your speed up on walking where it's power walking as opposed to strolling. That could really help. And, you know, when you think about exercise for all of you, I want you to think about a combination of three things. You want some weight resistance or weight lifting, but some kind of, you know, really where you're building muscle. You want some kind of aerobics, where you're working the heart and just sweating, and you want some kind of stretching, whether it's yoga or Feldenkrais or Tai Chi or something, but something that's really focused on elongating the muscles. I'm not sure if Tai Chi actually does, but I know that yoga, of course, does, and yoga and stretch. So those three in combination. You don't want to do just one. You want to do something where you address everything. Now, if you're a runner, like I have been for years. I'm not doing that right now because my knees are regenerating. But runners, one of the things that you can do is you can stretch before and after. And you can actually get it all done at once if you want to, or just, you know, run 3 or 4 times a week and then do some light weights and stretching on the other days. I think stretching is really good before and after any kind of aerobic exercise. So that would be really good, but I'm not the we're just gonna leave that on. Okay. I'm not the coach. I'm the quantum field coach. Okay. Alrighty. Let's see. Yeah, Andrea, that's what we were talking about with set points. I think she's saying that. She's always kind of at, she can't get below a certain weight, and that's a body set point. So you want to clear that body set point to a new set point. And part of that is done with passion. I mean, some of it is just, you know, what that body that isn't weighing quite as much is going to do for you. What kind of joy, happiness, lovemaking, or whatever it is that you're going to be doing with that body. So, yes, but it's your body set point. We're definitely going to be addressing that. I think we have a whole class dedicated to set point. So, you know, it's the same with wealth. It's the same with just any aspect of your life. You have a set point, and you can't get over it. It's like your glass ceiling. Your glass ceiling of weight. Okay. Carla, yes, apathy is a big part of it, and body pain keeps me from wanting to exercise. And, you know, the funny thing, Carla, is with body pain, actually, when you exercise, the pain goes down because you get the happy endorphins going out of the brain. And so your pain levels go way down. How do you clear spiritual interferences and know if you have them? You would take classes, honey. It's not something that I could teach in a few minutes. You know, the way that we teach them is we go one by one, look at the area of the blueprint that they're in for you. Like, are they in your body or in your spirit? And then there are different hand movements. The quantum pump can clear anything. And then we have more advanced hand movements. There's one that looks like this, and there's one that looks like this, and there's, you know, there's different hand movements that we use to clear spiritual interferences. And how you know you have them is you take a class, and the class has lists of what the interferences are, and then we test everybody to see who's got what, and then we clear it.
You're having fun, aren't you? You are so happy.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, those noises, they're so comforting. Okay, good. Yeah, she can be a real big talker. I think she's trying out, this is the first time. Yeah, that's nice. This time she's trying out teaching the class herself.
I think she's trying to teach the class. She's copying mommy. Okay. And by the way, we have three classes on spiritual interferences. If you just really want to learn about them, Freedom to Spiritual Parasites and Pests, the Advanced Anchors class, and Anchors and Interferences. So there's three classes. They're fantastic. And that's Sadia and Violetta and Janita and Barbara Niven. Oh, Barbara Niv. No, that is Barbara Niven. Oh, my God. Barbara. Auntie Barbara is there. Say hi, Barbara Niven. We love you, Auntie. Say hi, Auntie. Oh, my goodness. How wonderful. Barbara, so happy to have you on the call. Barbara is our celebrity. Barbara is a movie star in Hollywood. We love her. Okay, Michelle, thank you for addressing my issues. Definitely will be enrolling in one of your trainings. Congrats on your new venture into motherhood. My youngest is graduating from high school this year. That's wonderful, Michelle. Rachel, yeah? See, the main problem for me is related to weight loss. Let's see. You know, I'm seeing it as programs and anchors, DNA for you. So, yeah, it looks like you do follow a pretty good diet and a pretty good exercise program. You might tweak things. That was the other thing I was going to talk to you guys about. I'd like to see you all change your routine. So whatever you were doing with your exercise, do something else for a while. And whatever you were doing for your diet, try something else. I just love to see you kind of shake it up, try new recipes, do a cleanse or a fast or just a change in food. Maybe you go from protein and vegetables to more of a vegetarian diet for a while. But just to mix it up, you know, I think that would be really great. And it really does help sometimes to just change everything up because the body gets used to and starts getting a little apathetic. The body itself is like, oh, it's the same stuff. Okay, well, we'll just keep the status quo. Yeah, very good. Oh, yeah. So the power center for the stomach. You're welcome. Moni, what if I didn't know why I weighed 50 extra pounds? Well, you don't really have to know why you weigh an extra amount of weight. I think the one thing that you want to do is come into the clearing so that we can clear the things. Are you teaching too? Yeah, you are. So come into the class, and we're going to just be clearing, cleaning, 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 clearing. So I think that's going to be great for you. So you don't need to know. And the platter, oh, Anita, good question. The platter is with one hand. Yeah, the platter goes like this. It's one-handed. That's really good. I'm going to put back on the screen so you can see what we're clearing again. We're going to go back up to what we're clearing. And in a couple minutes, I'm also, as we clear this, let's see where we are at. 82% clear. And I think what we're going to do is in a couple minutes, we'll go ahead and look at the beauty page so you know what the opportunity is. And for those of you who sign up today for the beauty program, we have a special bonus I'm going to tell you about. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Okay. So this is what we're clearing. We're 82% clear. You're going to be doing the quantum platter to get this to 100% clear, or the quantum pump. And you're only going to do the platter with one hand ever. The only two that you can do the double with is the double pump, quantum pump, double pump, and chopping. And those are the only two you can use double-handed. If you were doing the platter double-handed, you'd have one hand doing the clearing and the other hand shutting it off. So you'd actually just be creating chaos in the field, which is not what you want. You don't want to create chaos. You want to actually have a good result. So only one-handed on the platter. Okay, and then Mar, hello. You called me twice this week, which let me know I was meant to be here to see heal, release the hidden entity energies and purification of mind, body, spirit. That's beautiful. Anita, she is really gorgeous. Thank you. And Lily, hi. She's adorable. How to clean the liver. You know, we do actually go into a liver flush, and we're going to do it early. We usually do it at the end, like the seventh week of our beautiful program. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it in week two for those of you who are like anxious to get going on it. The reason that we're doing it earlier this time is it's such a huge shift for so many people. The liver flush itself that we're going to take. You don't have to, by the way, do the liver flush. It's just an opportunity to. But you'll get the directions for the liver flush in the class. But there are books on liver flush, so you can go on the Internet and go on Amazon and find a liver flush book if you would like to. If you want to go through it with us, you'll just, you know, join the class, and we'll be taking you through the liver flush process in week two, I believe. Okay, Pamela, I want to release weight and feel I have the ball rolling using energy work. I want to feel like myself. Beautiful, Pamela. That's a beautiful affirmation. I love that. Okay. This is funny. It's funny to me, too, because Adelia hasn't made this much noise ever on any live stream. So she is very much part of the class and wanting to teach today, apparently. So I'm laughing. Okay. Leanne is coming to the beautiful class. Yeah, I'm in the beautiful class. Can't wait. Yay. Carol. Oh, sweetie. Okay, you can have this. Okay. All right, I took her bottle away to look at the look at you guys' writing, and she was like, no, the chat box. But helpful. Wondering if I'm... Weight gain is related to post-trauma, ghost walk-in, or programming. Which would be able to check for me? Thank you. And that's Carol. Yeah, I should be able to. Let's see. Old programming, ghosts, and trauma. Those all come up as a yes. And Nancy? A lot of allergies, maybe? Okay, and oh, Christine, I wonder if when age appropriate, your little one would enjoy standing jumper. You know, we have that upstairs. She's actually already started in it. She seems to love to bounce and wants to use her little sweet legs too. You're so right. She's not quite 3 months. They say 4 months, but I've been putting her in it this week, and she really does love standing. Surprised she had a doctor appointment yesterday and surprised the doctor. She stood right up and the doctor was like, what? So she's a little on the early side for all the strength that she has. Okay. Joint related. Somebody was asking about the joint related diet, I think. Is that right? Diet. Yes. You'll find Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N, Gerson diet. And I believe that they have it labeled under arthritic diet. You might look. But it's to repair damage and injury to joints. And it's a diet that's been around since like 1940s or 1920s. So it's been around a really, really, really long time. Yeah, that would make sense, Lily, that you would have trouble with your liver. So, you know, and I think for you, I'd want to just make sure that you'd probably want to do, there's a two-week prep that some people do for the liver flush, and you may be one of those people that really needs that. So it's eating a really light diet and having apple cider or apple cider vinegar. There's a couple things you can do to really get the liver softened up before you do the flush. Most people just do the flush, but yeah, and some people find it easier to kind of have a preparation for a couple weeks before they do the flush. Yeah, and we're going to be going until quarter after. This is a 75-minute call, so which gives us a little more time. We usually do a 60-minute call, don't we? And we just wanted to give a little extra time. And Colleen is listening from work and looking forward to the replay. So nice that you're on here, Colleen. And Rachel, and hello to Rachel and Nancy. Allergies does affect weight gain, definitely does. And I'll tell you why, Nancy. It keeps you inflamed. So I think I would really work on, you know, avoiding the food allergies for a while and just not eating those foods that you're allergic to, being really kind of like the no matter what. Strange, I do 3 private Pilates sessions a week since July, but weight hasn't come down. But I do have much better muscle since prior to that. Yeah, because, Anita, I think Pilates will tone and tighten you, but it won't change your weight. You have to do aerobics with it, I think. Let's see, Laurel, beautiful class. So anybody with any reason to lose weight, thank you. Exactly. In this beautiful class, it's for anybody. Uh-huh. Thanks. I love that Adelia's teaching from Carol. And Louisa, hi, Julie, I'll wait in my midsection. Can you please see the cops? Maybe fight or flight, hanging, hiding, what? And that's Louisa. And Louisa's one of our regular students. That's kind of on the new side. Let's see, Louisa. Emotional anchors, definitely. Programs, definitely. And spiritual interference, definitely. So you've got a bunch of different things going on there. And Anne, I feel there are spiritual interferences blocking my weight loss. Can this be true? And that's a definite yes. So that's a big yes. Okay. From here, I'm going to take us into, let's see. Oh, I know. I wanted to tell you what the options were for you. Okay, so we do have an opportunity, and we're kind of at the end of the 2016 tuition, Awakening Your Beautiful Body in a VIP program. The tuition for the VIP program goes up on the 11th, so it goes to 2017 tuition. 2016 tuition is $7,500. 2017, if you wait till after the 10th to sign up, it's $10,000. And you'll get me fully working with you one-to-one for 5 hours in a VIP program. People love that. People love that. They go from where they are to their ideal, whatever it is they're looking for. Jack Canfield did a VIP session with me. And he did the brain regeneration. He was really slowing down. He had promised his wife he would cut his work to half. And we did the brain regeneration and body regeneration, and Jack doubled his travel. And he's 73 years old, you know, going really strong, not even thinking about slowing down. He's doing so well. I got a beautiful email from him saying, and he listed 9 areas of his life that improved, and he said, I have you to thank for that. I got my life back. So that's Jack Canfield. VIP is not for everybody because the tuition's a little bit higher, but it's for those of you who really want that personal attention. So I can encourage you to do the VIP program. But if you're wanting to lighten up and you want to do it in a program with other women, and you want to go through an 8-week process with me. And by the way, This Lighten Up program, we usually have about 30 people, so believe me, your chats, any questions you're asking in the chat, they all get answered. This Lighten Up program is 60 days, and you can actually do the program in three different ways. We have a facelift program, we have a total body rejuvenation program, and we have tightening and toning program for rapid weight loss. So we have three different ways that you can use the meditation program, and they're all wonderful. And like I said, I've wired in that you fall in love with yourself. So you're listening to these beautiful meditations, and it's kind of like being in the honeymoon phase of a courtship or a relationship, where you're having kind of that giddy, happy feeling in your body as your body is changing. And so that actually really helps too. If you've got a little depression going, a little winter blues going, this can really, really help with that too, because you start feeling kind of giddy and happy about the fourth or fifth day. And I can, you know, attest to, I think part of what happens is we start activating parts of the brain, this mother love, the self-nurturing. We start really waking those aspects of the brain up. So it's a phenomenal, phenomenal program. Starting on Tuesday, I'd like to take you to, if my little wiggle worm girl will let me, I'll take you to the enrollment page. Let's see here. If I can get there on this one. Okay, sweetie. She's cooperating. We'll be there in 1 second here. Here we go. All right, so we're going to drop this, and we're going to pick up the other one. You're doing so good. You do milk all over her face. Okay. And here we go. So we're going to go on to the enrollment page. Hey, you can find it in a couple different ways. If you go to julierenee.com and then go to events, which is on that top bar. See right here it says events. Click on events. That'll take you to a calendar, and then just click on Tuesday. And Tuesday has the beautiful From the Inside Out program on it. So we're just going to look at that page. The tuition for this program is really low. When you think about what you're getting, it's $9.97. Used to sell for $3,000, so we've reduced it by $2,000 already. The dates are up. By the way, folks, we're going to do it from 1 to 2, and there'll be a replay. If you're one of the people who are going to need to do the replay after work, then what I want you to do is I want you to be sending me your questions after. You can send them through support, and you'll be getting all your questions answered. And we're just going to – there's a lot of beauty miracles here. Hey, there you are, Ramana. And here's what's included. So part one is the 8-week live course, and part two, which is so, so, so vital to this, is the whole beauty sequence, so 60 days of meditation in action. Your meditations, first of all, here's your weeks, so right permission and ability to lose or gain weight if you wanted to gain weight. Metabolism, releasing and removing compulsion, master hormone glands, fat ratio corrections, fine-tuning trouble areas, digestive ease clearing, owning your body. So we go into a huge, huge shift as we go through 8 weeks of removing all the blocks, all of the programs, all the spiritual interferences that are stopping you. And then you're going to be getting 15 core meditations, prep and clear. Life-saving meditation has saved people's lives. I've had people bring this meditation into the hospital where somebody's in a coma, somebody's dying, somebody's having a stroke, and they come right back into their body and they recover. But this is a really big clean out. It's the hour-long meditation that you do every Sunday. You have forehead and eyes, and you're going to see that there's stem cell activations. You'll get the beginner and advanced on every one of these. So you're seeing that there's actually meditations that are focusing in on each part of your body, legs and thighs, cheeks and mouth, hair and eyes, waist and hips, neck, breasts, and arms. And then we have additional supportive materials, so Beautiful From the Inside Out journal, Beautiful From the Inside Out guidebook, and the Balance Your Life Now book. We actually have, those are not the right images in there, but that's okay. We're getting closer. All right, and then you're also getting some additional supports, Happy Hormones, Overcoming the Stress Syndrome, Waste Management, and Quantum Weight Loss. So we've thrown in some additional meditations for you. And if you have a husband that wants to go through the live course with you or a boyfriend, you are welcome to bring him in. We have a men's course. They do not get all of these meditations. They get the 8 clearings. So if you have someone who's interested in that, and again, we have the easy pay, 10 payments of $115 a month, 3 payments of $365 a month, or just one payment, $997. And today, if you sign up on this page today, you're going to discover that you get a $100 bonus for signing up during the call. So if you sign up right now during the call, you're going to get $100 off of the tuition. So I encourage you to jump in. If you're one of those people listening to the replay, and this is the way that you could do it, we're going to leave that available for a short period of time. So you'll also be able to get it if you're listening to the replay, if you act immediately. So that actually takes us through. Let me just see where we're at. Okay, Weagle Eat Girl. She's actually Minnie Mouse today. She had her little Minnie Mouse ears on earlier, and then she pulled them over her nose. And so there she is, Minnie Mouse. See, she gets to be Minnie Mouse today. All right, let's see if we've gotten to 100% clear. 98% clear. Okay, I'm going to do a little blast. Some of you who have been in the classes with me for the last 6 months know what that is. So you might feel a wave of energy come across as we clear these last couple percentages. What we're clearing right now are spiritual interferences. So hang on to your hats, and I'm going to just clear everybody on the call. Looks like we've got about 105. Let's see how many people in here. Oh, about 150. There we go. And we probably got people in the phone, on the phone too. So I'll get all of you that are listening by the phone lines as well as we do this last. Sweetie, Mommy needs her hand for 1 minute, okay? You can have the last little drips of the milk. There we go. There we go. Oh, yeah. Even I'm feeling that. You guys feeling that? Yee-hoo! So I'd love to have 50 or 60 people in this class. I think it's so reasonable, and the transformations are so incredible. And the increase of self-love. I think one of the things that we, as women, you know, when we look at ourselves, it's the truth be told is you can't make a change. I'm going to just shift and not say it that way. You can't shift without loving yourself. You can't drop weight without loving yourself. I mean, really, the permanent changes come from a deep, abiding inner love. And that's where change happens. Isn't that right, sweetie pie?
Isn't that right?
So I love you. I believe in you. Come to the class. Don't come to the class. Do weight loss. Not do weight loss. I believe in your capacity to heal. I believe in you. You are a miracle. You in yourself, in this moment, today, are perfect, whole, and complete. And when you're ready, you will make the changes that you want to make. Bring your passion, bring your enthusiasm, your love, your energy, your self-love to everything that you do. And especially during this time of resolution and the cycle of change, I encourage you to jump in. If it feels good to you, join us. I'm excited to help you. I'm excited to see the changes in your body and in mine. I've got so much great material for you, and I'm ready and willing and here to help serve in any way I can. So I love you. God bless you. We'll be on in the chat box for a few minutes, but I know she's ready to get up and wiggle and jiggle, and so I won't be here very long, probably five minutes at the most in the chat box. So go sign up if you want to. Please do. Remember, there's that fast action bonus just for now, $100 off if you're signing up right now. And I'm so excited for all of you who are already signed up. It's going to be an amazing, incredible, awesome, awesome class. And we'll see you really soon. God bless you. I love you. Oh, let's end with a blessing, okay? Should we do that? Okay. Om Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamisoma Jyotirgamaya Murchurmaham Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti 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 Om Peace, Peace, Peace. May the entire world be filled with peace. Tatastu, so be it. Bye-bye for now. Love you so much. Bye-bye.